Mon Basketball. There's a new bench boss at the helm of Memorial's men's basketball team. He was an assistant coach with the team for 3 years before taking the reins. Ian Coulsis joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Ben. How's it going?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So how does it feel to get the gig?
It feels great. It feels great. Like you said, I've been a part of the team for the last 3 years. I've actually been working with Varsity Athletics for the last 5 years. So, you know, I've been pretty intertwined with, you know, Seahawks Athletics. So to get a chance to, you know, lead a men's program, a program that I've followed since I've been young, is it's really a dream come true.
So, Ian, what's your vision for the team and the program going forward?
Well, I mean, it really comes down to hard work. You know, quite honestly, that foundation is established. We have a really, really strong group, really good leadership group there. But yeah, it's just about, like, you know, defining that what hard work is, not just in the gym, but in the classroom, in the community. You know, and besides for that, it's about, you know, having, you know, coming in every day and just loving what you do. That's something I try to, you know, show as a coach, and I really hope that rubs off on the players. And right now we got a really good vibe going. Everyone's coming in, you know, hoping we have a season coming up. Just having a really good, fun, competitive atmosphere. And just, you know, letting guys lead that want to lead. So right now we got guys like Nathan Barker, Cole Long, Jason Thompson. Like, those guys are really, you know, I'm leading a little bit, but they're doing all the grunt work. And, you know, I think if those guys can be at the forefront, then we'll have success as a program.
Yeah, and you just mentioned there kind of everything's still a little up in the air for this season, but do you have any kind of update of what a season might look like?
No, we really don't yet. You know, obviously we're all in uncertain times. We don't really know what seems to be happening next week. So our mindset coming in is there's going to be a season, and we're working, you know, endlessly here prepping for that. So until we're told otherwise, that's kind of our mindset right now. You know, we're in a good spot in the Atlantic bubble, it certainly seems like. And
absolutely,
hopefully as long as that keeps going forward, we'll get an opportunity to play some games in 2021.
So, Ian, I know this search went on for quite a while, and the search was definitely interrupted a little bit by COVID-19, of course. So I was just wanted to ask, is there an interim tag on head coach this time around?
There is an interim tag.
Okay.
So, you know, I got an opportunity here now. I guess I got a little bit of a head start maybe on other coaches if the job comes up again. So I'm not really looking at it that way. I'm just kind of coming in every day, happy to be in a position to coach these guys. And I'll kind of see where the chips lie after that.
Yeah, so how will your assistant coaching experience help you transition into that head coaching position?
I mean, I think it helps a lot. I most of my head coaching experience is more so at, like, the high school and youth level. So for the last 3 years, getting an opportunity to be with the team, like I said, working with Varsity Athletics is, I think, helped me as well, because every day I'm around, you know, I'm around, like, Mark English with the women's team, I'm around John Slant White with the women's volleyball team, Mike Power with the soccer team. So it's constantly, you know, you're constantly getting little tidbits from, you know, all the other coaches that you're really trying to use for yourself. So I think just being around that environment is, you know, prepared me for this, and I definitely feel ready.
So, Ian, in the last 10 years, Mon has only made the AUS playoffs 4 times. Obviously, this year, we don't really know what's going to happen, but how do you hope to turn that around?
Yeah, well, you know, the last 4 times it's 4 in a row, so...
Exactly.
Like I said,
yeah.
It comes down to those guys, like, you know, Nathan Barker's in the program now. Like, Nathan's the only member in Mon history to make the playoffs every year he's been with the program.
Wow.
So, you know, like I said, like, trying to establish that culture, it's guys like Nathan and, you know, Jason and Cole and Boris that I think will help grow it. Like, I do think we're growing in the right direction. So it's just a matter of kind of getting over that hump, really, you know, just showing the guys that you believe in them, that they can get there, because we do really have a talented group. So I think, you know, have some excitement in the culture. We're really, it's a lot of Newfoundland players on the team. So I think if we can, you know, the community involved that way, and, you know, you got local guys wanting to be there, then, you know, I think that will just kind of grow organically.
Ian Coulsis, Mon men's basketball team's newest head coach. Thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Friday Morning Sports Spotlight.
Thanks, Ben.